Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. May your journey here be showered with the blessings of God, and may they become road signs that lead to His best. Because you know what? Our Father God is the very best. So I hope your road signs just lead right to His throne. Absolutely right to His throne. That's the way it should be. Praise the Lord. Oh, our journey sometimes seems long, but when we look to God and focus on Him, it becomes a blessing in every way. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And that particular phrase, in Him you live and move and have your being, is from Acts 17, verse 28. And I say that verse every day. Oh, in you, Lord, I live and move and have my being. If you would like to listen to previous programs, in fact, on Wednesdays, Kimberly is usually with me. You can go to freedomstreet.org. And you can buy power packs there, CD sets there. You can, there are even some booklets that I've put together that are free. And you can also donate there. Hit that little donate button to donate to Call to Freedom. Thank you so much, all of you that are doing that, that are giving sacrificially. Yes, but God is going to multiply back to you. He truly is going to do that as you give into good ground ministries. And I believe that Call to Freedom is a good ground ministry. So thank you for all your giving that you've done. Oh, it's just been a blessing, absolute blessing. The meeting is this Saturday, and it's our regular Call to Freedom meeting, the second Saturday of every month. And if you're planning on coming, I'm planning on having turkey and scalloped potatoes and sweet potatoes. So call me toll free at 1-877-917-7256. And I hope to see you there. I really do. If your last name begins with A through M, and you'd like to bring a side dish, bring a salad or a vegetable plate. And if your last name begins with N through Z, bring a dessert. Oh, we love desserts there at our Call to Freedom luncheons. Yes, we do. Oh, God bless you. The verse for this week is Psalm 20, verse 7. And I'm going to do verse 7 through 9 from the Living Translation. This is so good. Psalm 20, verse 7 through 9. Some nations boast of their chariots and their horses, their power, but we boast in the name of the Lord our God. Those nations will fall down and collapse, but we will rise up and stand firm. Give victory to our King, O Lord. Answer our cry for help. And I really believe that those countries that either have kicked Israel, the Jewish people, out, or have mistreated them or abused them, I believe those nations have fallen. And I believe that the United States, if it goes in that direction too, it's going to be serious. It's going to be a real warning sign for the United States of America. And right now, we are an ally, and hopefully we continue to be an ally. Also, from the Passion Translation, Psalm 20, verse 7, some find their strength in their weapons and wisdom, their earthly wisdom, but my miracle deliverance can never be won by men. Our boast is in the Lord, our God, who makes us strong and gives us victory. Praise the Lord. My confession for today by Rick Renner: I declare that my mind is guarded by the Word of God. I believe that verse in Philippians 4, verse 7, excuse me, I have to swallow here. In Philippians 4, verse 7, that the peace that passes all understanding will guard my heart and my mind. Well, here Rick Renner is saying, I declare that my mind is guarded by the word of God. God's word works in my mind, safeguards my emotions, defends my mind from demonic assault. Oh, yes. When I get an idea that the enemy is trying to invade my mind, I just go to those peace scriptures, like Philippians 4, 7, like Isaiah 26. I find that they're so consoling. And when he tries to shoot in my direction in order to arouse a spirit of fear inside of me, I just put up that shield of faith. Praise the Lord. When the devil tries to convince me that I'm losing my mind or penetrating my soul into confusion or unbelief, I get alone with the Lord and give my concerns to him. I believe part of that is just the going to bed at night, getting alone with him. Some of us are so busy during the day, we don't have those quiet times. And I believe that quiet time is just when we crawl into bed and there are moments of silence. And, oh, thank you, Father God. I want to just say your word to you. I want to say your word back to you. And it's such a blessing moment to have him in your life. And Rick Renner goes on to say, as I focus on our Lord Jesus and release all those burdens, 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your care upon him, release all those burdens. I find that my mind is working fine because what? I have the mind of Christ. Amen. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. And that's one thing you can always say, I have the mind of Christ. I'll tell you, I memorize better now at my age than I did at 30 and 40. And I keep those addresses and references fresh in my mind. And I am so grateful. It's not me. It's God. It's Holy Spirit in me that's guarding those wonderful, precious promises of God. So I'm grateful. Thank you, Rick Renner, for all those wonderful things that we can be assured that God is with us every moment of every day. Oh, I just, you know, some of you say, oh, I just wish things would get back to what they used to be, you know, get back to normal. Oh, well, it's not going to happen, my dear friends. It's not going to happen. And I've been in the book of Luke. And as I was reading Luke 21, which is so much like Matthew 24 and 25, of Jesus foretelling the future of Jerusalem and the temple, and also the far future, the future we're living in, I thought I would like to talk a little bit about some of the prophecies Jesus gave that are being fulfilled right now in our hearing and with our eyes. And some of his disciples began talking about the majestic stonework and the magnificence of the temple and the memorial decorations on the walls. You know, we always seemingly look at things in the physical first. We don't ask God, let us see in the spirit, Father God. No, we're ready to see all the magnificent structures and the beautiful sights and the great, wonderful things going on in the physical. And so they were just commenting about the beautiful temple. And Jesus said, "Oof, this is really, the time is coming when all these things will be completely demolished." That's what he said. "Not one stone will be left on top of another." Can you imagine how they felt when he said that? Here they were looking at this gorgeous temple in the middle of Jerusalem. And Jesus, the one that they were following, said, "No stone is going to be on top of another. It's going to be all destroyed." "Teacher," they asked, "when will all this happen? What sign will show it that these things are about to take place?" He replied, "Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am the one you're looking for.'" Oh, we see a lot of that. "And saying, 'The time has come. Listen to me, the time has come.' But don't believe them. And when you hear of wars and insurrections, don't panic." Insurrections, that's what the Living Translation says, insurrections. Do you know, I looked at that word, and I don't see that word very much. And it's not in the Bible, in the King James Version, or in the New King James. But it really is wars and rumors of wars and violent transactions going on, violent skirmishes going on. And things must take place first, but the end won't follow, Jesus said. So I looked up the word insurrection because before 2020, I really hadn't paid any attention to the word insurrection until President Trump was charged with insurrection. So here's the definition of insurrection. It is a violent uprising against an authority or government. if, as the left contends, people are rising up against the government. This is false, because they, being true patriots, now this happened on January 6th, they desired a government free of control and far-left agendas paid for by taxpayer money. That's why a huge group, almost a million people, got together on January 6th to applaud President Trump, to honor him, and also to be there to lift each other up. And these peaceful people had flown from all parts of the United States to support what President Trump had started, a government by the people and for the people. And he's always saying that in his speeches. This is for you. I'm here for you. We are going to do this together. We. And I love that kind of leadership. And the crux of the contention among commentators, though, lies in whether the crowd was truly violent, an attribution that has faced resistance. This distinction determines whether those who breached the Capitol are to be accurately described as rallygoers, or rioters, or patriots, or terrorists, or peaceful protesters, or insurrectionists. And I believe that crowd, I contend that there was a violent segment that mingled with a peaceful crowd. Because I had a dear friend who lives in Florida, and his wife, he actually flew from Florida to Washington, D.C. that day on January 6th, and they were in the crowd of people. In fact, he met Bill Hibbs, I believe is his name, and they were talking. Bill is a pastor of a church in California, and they were just talking about what a wonderful, peaceful group of people were there. And all of a sudden, the mood changed, and I remember seeing all these white vans lined up along the curb and camouflaged people coming out of those vans, and they had knife sticks and all those things with them. And when Mark and Cynthia, his wife, saw what was going on, oh, I'm so grateful. Holy Spirit was in that crowd too. They decide they were going to go back to their hotel, and immediately they left the peaceful crowd and went back to their hotel. Well, ever since a mostly white mob stormed the U.S. Capitol after attending a Trump-headlined rally on January 6, 2021, there has been an ongoing and heated debate over whether to call the event an insurrection. This must be undisputed. And you know that President Trump has been stated indictments against him, but he hasn't been charged with anything. Hundreds of rally attendees and paid Antifa. And I'm going to describe Antifa here also, were scattered through the crowd of mainly peaceful protesters, some armed with metal flagpoles, baseball bats, pepper spray, and stun guns. They smashed their way into the Capitol building and loitered in the halls, splintering off to rummage through offices. Five people died on that day as a result of the clash between the crowd and the Capitol Police, and at least 140 were injured. However, the interpretation of those facts has largely diverged into polar opposites. And we know that. It has greatly divided the country. And we who were peaceful protesters during that time, we know that there were scattered enemies in that crowd. Antifa is a contraction of the phrase anti-fascist. But this group is not in any way the anti-fascist that they are by definition portrayed to be. It refers to a network of far-left paid militants that oppose what they believe are fascist, racist, or otherwise right-wing extremists. And some of them don't even know what they stand for. They're out there in the streets. They're yelling and they're screaming. They were just at John Fetterman's home with their Hamas flags and Palestinian flags and genocide to those who don't who aren't for Hamas. And John Fetterman, he was brave enough to come out with an Israeli flag. I think that's marvelous. It's probably because he's a big guy. But he came out of his door, his front door, with a Israeli flag. I give him credit for that. I know I don't care for his standards or his beliefs, but I give him credit for that. Some of them don't even know what they stand for. They're just getting paid and being flown to the hot spots of America. Most of them do have socialist views garnered from social media and university classrooms. Antifa groups frequently counter-protest to disrupt far-right gatherings and rallies. They often organize in black apparel, wearing black clothing, and conceal their faces, using improvised explosive devices and other homemade weapons, and resort to vandalism. They are destructive in their attempt to change the environment. And that's the difference between the patriots who are backing President Trump and these segments that are paid by the government or some segment of the government. Now, Jesus was speaking of the insurrectionists, the kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation. And we're seeing that today, folks. We're seeing that being fulfilled. Now, Jesus goes on in Luke 21:11, nations will go to war against nations and kingdom against kingdom. Within countries, there are factions of members of those countries killing citizens within those countries. We're seeing that today, too. We're seeing people by the millions coming into the United States of America and killing citizens. Illegals. Okay, Jesus was saying that in Luke 21:11. There will be great earthquakes. There will be famines and plagues. The China virus killed over 7 million people. I call that a plague. And it was man-produced. I really believe that. But it was a plague. That was one thing Jesus said. In many lands, there will be a plague, and there will be terrifying things and great miraculous signs from the heaven. Well, what's going to happen next month? We're going to have a total eclipse. And we had blood moons in 2017. The sky is telling us the end times are here. Verse 12 of Luke 21 says, before all this occurs, there will be a time of great persecution. You will be dragged into synagogues and prisons. You will stand trial before governors because you are my followers. Now, there were people who were arrested on January 6th and people that are still being arrested for their participation in the insurrection. And they have no legal counsel. They've been in solitary confinement most of this time for over 3 years. Do you think they're being persecuted? Absolutely. And so Jesus says, you know, you're going to be persecuted. Well, a lot of people are being persecuted here for standing up for good. Standing for good. Jesus was right on with his prophetic word about the end times. In Luke 21:13, he says, this will be your opportunity to tell them about me. So don't worry in advance about how to answer the charges against you. For I will give you the right words and such wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to reply or refute. Now, that's what Jesus did in front of the Pharisees and the council and the Sadducees. He gave the truth and they couldn't refute him. They couldn't. They wanted to stone him. They wanted to kill him, but they couldn't refute him. Even those closest to you, your parents, brothers, relatives, and friends will betray you. They will even kill some of you, and everyone will hate you because you are my followers. But not a hair of your head will perish. By standing firm, you will win your souls. And when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you will know that the time of destruction has arrived. Now, that was during his time. He was foretelling the next few years in his country, when those in Judea must flee to the hills, Jerusalem, all those in Jerusalem must get out, and those out in the country should not return into the city. For those will be the days of God's vengeance, and the prophetic words of the scriptures will be fulfilled. God prophesied that Israel, because of their stiff-necked disobedience towards him and following the idolatrous customs of the enemies around them, that he promised that they would be spread out all over the world. And that's what happens. There will be disaster in the land and great anger against this people. They will be killed by the sword or sent away as captives to all the nations of the world. And this is Jesus' words in verse 24 of Luke 21. And Jerusalem will be trampled down by the Gentiles until the period of the Gentiles comes to an end. Now, that happened in Jerusalem then, when the Romans came over and destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. Now, it was gone forever. Remember Jesus' words when the disciples said, oh, this is such a beautiful place. And he said, it's going to die. It's going to be totally destroyed. Well, then Jesus is switching in this one chapter from his present time to the future, which is where we are now. Verse 25 says, and there will be strange signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides. And you know the climate changer people. They're saying the ice is melting. Everything's happening. We're getting great waves. And this is called climate change. But see, God knew that he was going to be changing some of the current of the weather and those things that were happening in the last days. God has this, folks. He really does. Jesus said, people will be terrified at what they see coming upon the earth, for the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory. So when all these things begin to happen, stand and look up. For your salvation is near, and the King James says, your redemption draweth near. My friends, don't be so scared and frightened that you hole up in a corner somewhere. Oh, be out there and bless people and love people and do what Jesus did even the day before he was crucified. We must know that when we are in a situation, all we have to do is put our hand in the Master's hand, and he's going to take care of us. Here's Dallas Holm, Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way grows dear, oh Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home.
The way he sings that song. That's a song written by a precious black man, Tom Dorsey, in the early 1900s. He had just lost his wife and his newborn baby. They both died. And this is the song that he wrote. I really appreciate when people's hearts are broken that they can go to the Lord and they can write it down. It's like, it is well with my soul, when he lost four of his daughters. It's just a wonderful way to explain that, oh, sometimes when we don't have strength, when you don't have strength, when I don't have strength, oh, God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. That's what he says in 2 Corinthians 12. I am so grateful to God that he gives us those wonderful answers. And I'm sure Tom Dorsey had a hole in his heart for a long, long time. But, oh, he wrote such a beautiful song. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Help me stand. I am tired. I am weary. And I am worn. But God is the one who gives us the strength. Oh, Jesus went on in Luke 21 by saying, notice the fig tree or any other tree. When the leaves come out, you know without being told that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things taking place, you can know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you the truth. And if you want to hear the truth, folks, Jesus has the truth. He is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. Verse 32, this generation, the generation that sees Israel declared a nation for the first time in history, will not pass from this scene until all these things have taken place. I believe he's speaking of the generation that was there when Israel became a state, and that was 1948. So he says this generation from 1948 on will not pass away from the scene until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. Watch out. Don't let your hearts be dulled by carousing and drunkenness. He says that often. He says, you will stand and you will be strengthened. Keep on the alert at all times, praying in order that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and stand before the Son of God. He says, watch out. Be aware. Don't let that day catch you unaware like a trap. For that day will come upon everyone living on the earth. Everyone. Keep alert at all times and pray that you might be strong enough to escape these coming horrors and stand before the Son of God. Well, you know, God is going to take his people that love Jesus Christ, out of this horrible situation that's going to end the world as it is. Every day Jesus went to the temple to teach, and each evening he returned to spend the night on the Mount of Olives. And the crowds gathered at the temple early every morning to hear him. The temple was soon destroyed, but Jesus will never, never be destroyed. Jesus is our Savior and Lord, folks. Remember that. And remember the meeting on Saturday. If you're planning on coming, call me at 1-877-917-7256. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.